Evening, everyone. Welcome to another week of IT, a Jamaican Weekly Perspective. Now, I know I had not posted anything for at least 2 weeks. Still getting over that COVID-19 scenario. My throat is getting better, though, so of course you'll be able to hear me a lot clearer this week. This week, however, we are going to be jumping into a topic that I found on the internet, something, a bit of information, and really it speaks about the IT resolutions for your business for 2021. I'm pretty sure that anybody that's involved in anything at all with respect to any business at all is going to be very interested in what IT resolutions you could run for your business for 2021. So as usual, we are going to get into the introductions and then we will deal with the resolutions afterwards. All right, so without further ado, introduction. Now, Tanya Hanna has an ambitious agenda for the upcoming year. Seeing in the months ahead the opportunity to use technology to change how work gets done and how constituent needs gets fulfilled. Now, Hanna is the CIO for King County, Washington, and sees 2021 as a time to reimagine how the county operates, how it delivers services, and how it serves the people who live and work within its boundaries. We want to make King County a place where everyone can thrive, Hanna says. Now, King County is located in the U.S. state of Washington. The population was about 2,252,782 in the 2019 census estimate, making it the most populous county in Washington and the 12th most populous in the United States. The county seat is Seattle, also the state's most populous city. King County is one of the three Washington counties that are included in the Seattle-Tacoma-Bellevue Metropolitan Statistical Area. The others are Snohomish County to the north and Pierce County to the south. About two-thirds of King County's population lives in Seattle's suburbs. All right, so that's our introduction to what will be the IT resolution. As I said, as was mentioned, Hanna looks at 2021 as an ambitious scenario for what she wants to achieve for the year. Now, it's a bold vision, but Hanna has an equally impressive plan on how she and her IT team can accomplish it. She says her team will continue to support remote work, which we have spoken about before, which will continue through at least July before switching to a hybrid model that mixes in-office and remote work. They'll continue to modernize the county's legacy technology, advance its digital initiatives, further cloud adoption, and bring more analytical capabilities to users to promote data-driven decision-making. There's a big push to rethink how we do things. There's a big push to really utilize digital, to think about mobile, to have modernized systems, and to put your stuff in the cloud where it's always accessible. Now, the government has to operate 24/7 now. People are looking to you to provide services and access to information, and they want it in real time. So we need to innovate, to revisit business processes that worked yesterday but should be updated for today. Hanna is not alone in her vision for 2021. Other CIOs are also reimagining how their organizations will operate in the upcoming year and the digital decade ahead. For example, Constellations Research CIO Outlook 2021 reports that 77% of the CIOs surveyed listed digital transformation as their number one budget priority for the upcoming year. Meanwhile, Gartner, the technology research and advisory firm, reported in its 2021 CIO agenda that 76% of CIOs saw increased demand for new digital products or services during the 2020 COVID-19 pandemic, and 83% expect that demand to increase further in 2021. Such statistics help explain the title Gartner chose for the report's title, Seize This Opportunity for the Digital Business Acceleration. To do just that, seize on the moment of 2020's accelerated technology-driven transformations, and CIOs in 2021 are resolved to tackle the following key strategic initiatives, which are the 9 resolutions that we are going to speak of next. Now, reorganizing IT is the first one. Now, there's a CTO who oversees internal IT at RX Saving Solutions, and he plans to segment his IT team with one group running the business and the other supporting initiatives aimed at business growth. He says, I do not want to shortchange the run the business side, but I also want to make sure that I'm not always in the whirlwind day to day, so we can look at IT from a strategic side too and think about what we need to look like in 5 years. Although it's not a new idea for 2021, Gartner introduced the idea of a bimodal IT department in 2014. Some CIOs say that they are facing an accelerated digital transformation schedule as a result of the pandemic and are reorganizing IT to meet those new expectations. Right? Now, the next one is investing in automation. To support their reimagined environment, CIOs are becoming more aggressive about implementing emerging and maturing technologies such as automation, which we will speak later on in a much more fulsome manner. The Harvey Nash KPMG CIO survey in 2020, released in September, found that automation is among the top 5 most important technology investments that CIOs plan to make. It's all about driving more automation into our business, says Jim Cavalier, CIO of CAS Information Systems, adding that he's investing in artificial intelligence, machine learning, and robotic process automation, RPA, to support his automation objective. What is the goal? Freeing humans from time-consuming, low-value tasks that can be more efficiently and effectively handled by machines, so that employees can spend their time and energy on the more complex tasks that support transformation. Right? So we had spoken about artificial intelligence, machine learning, and robotic process automation in 2020, and spoke about how they would be affecting the landscape of the technology world. We'll see here now, one CIO is seeing how he can put some of these things to work more in organization, so that the technology transformation can be done in a smoother way and much faster. Now, the next one is enlisting more citizen developers. Now, Cavalier is seeing the pace of digital transformation continuing its acceleration. He plans to enlist more citizen developers to help keep up, enabling business users to take on some low-level application development that free his highly skilled developers to focus on the more complicated programming work that drives transformative initiatives. Like other companies, we have always suffered from a demand for IT that far exceeds capacity. So we want to start investing in low-code, no-code platforms or no-code platforms that can help drive down the demand on IT for requests coming in. Others have the same idea. Forrester predicts that the low-code market will hit $14 billion by 2024, up from about $7 billion in 2020. All right, so that's another IT resolution that people are looking forward to in terms of enlisting more more developers that are not as, you know, highly skilled but can get stuff done, and free up the highly skilled ones to focus on more transformative work. Now, doubling down on data and analytics. Remember, we spoke about this whole idea of big data and how big data is helping to transform the technology landscape. Well, here it is where they are saying it's time to double down on data and analyzing the data. Now, in its poll of nearly 2,000 CIOs for its 2021 CIO Agenda report, Gartner found that 58% are increasing spending on business intelligence and data analytics. Spending that analysts say is in line with CIO mandates to further digitization within the enterprise. In 2021, CIOs must build on the momentum they created for their enterprises and continue to be involved in higher value, more strategic initiatives. The better CIOs perform for the business, the more the business will ask of them the next year. Now, that is by Gartner analyst Andy Roswell Jones, said in announcing the findings. Linda Kahagi, Chief Information and Operations Officer at Gate Worldwide Holdings Portfolio Companies, got that message, noting that she's investing in analytics capabilities that can help employees better serve their customers. We really want to further our internal teams with data and tools. All right, so next, that one was doubling down on data and analytics. The next one is extending cloud use to support business goals. Now, we spoke about the whole cloud scenario about two or three podcasts before, how persons would be utilizing the cloud more and more for 2021, and especially that we have this whole thing of remote work, where some of the things you start to be utilize more cloud services in order to make that remote work better for you. Now, here it is where they are saying extended cloud use to support business goals. Now, Gartner found in its CIO survey that 53% of IT leaders are also increasing investments in cloud services and solutions. A fall 2020 survey of CIOs and CTOs from IEEE reported that 55% of respondents have accelerated adoption of cloud computing as a result of the pandemic. And the Harvey Nash KPMG CIO study found that IT leaders put infrastructure or cloud at number three on their list of the top most important technology investments. Most CIOs accelerated their move to cloud computing in 2020 to support wide-scale remote work. Now, more and more of those CIOs are maturing in their cloud use, working with their business unit colleagues to build business strategies that draw on the anytime, anywhere availability of the cloud. For 2021, we are thinking about how cloud opens up options for us on how we can work and what our models can be moving forward, Kahangi says. As an example, she cites her company's plans to locate its agents in field offices so they will be physically closer to the customers they serve, a move supported by their ability to access everything they need from cloud-based corporate systems. All right, so the cloud comes into play once again, and it's one of those IT solutions that people are pushing for 2021. Securing the enterprise. Now, digital transformation initiatives that accelerated in 2020 have CIOs increasing their work on security initiatives in 2021. So here we speak about the importance of cybersecurity. Now, security will remain a huge focus on most IT budgets and strategy, but that may also include higher degrees of end user training and awareness. A line of defense now acknowledged to be just as important as an evaluation of SOC services. Proactive threat hunting and AI-based detection systems, right? Now, this is by Kevin Secker, the CTO of River and Mercantile, an actuarial and investment consulting firm. In fact, CIOs listed security and privacy as the top most important technology investment in the Harvey Nash KPMG survey. The report puts the priority in context, saying technology is the key enabler. However, it is also introducing a vastly increased attack surface through the rapid scaling of cloud-based software, remote access from personal devices, and the management of vast amounts of data and documents across a complex technology environment. Therefore, it is no surprise that security and privacy is the most important investment in the new reality. So there you have it, folks. Cybersecurity at the top of the list once more. Now, delivering an outstanding experience, and I think I had spoken about the whole thing about user experience and customer experience and employee experience. So the overall experience encompasses all of that. Now, the CIO and CISO of tech company Freshworks wants to create a user experience for his customers, for his company's employees, that's as easy to use as Apple Siri or Amazon's Alexa. We want to move from a technology view to a focus on the digital experience, he said, adding that such initiatives are not only improve user experience, but boost productivity as well. For example, he wants employees to do their work without even having to think about what application they need, a concept he calls invisible apps. In this world, a worker who needs to file an expense report with the finance department would simply state that need, while bots working invisibly within the computer systems would take the information needed from the worker and handle all the rest. Designing this vision, I have a wow moment here, because you are speaking about something that would just, you would just say what you want and you have AI working in the background doing the rest. Now, designing this vision will draw on newer technologies, including artificial intelligence, machine learning, and automation, while leaning into the UI, user interface, and user experience disciplines as well. And he also added that he's applying these same technologies to create a similar vision for customers as well. Now, others are also investing heavily in the digital experience. A report from IDC FutureScape Worldwide Digital Transformation 2021 predictions reports that DX investments are expected to grow at a compound annual growth rate of 15.5% between 2020 and 2023 as customers build on existing strategies and investments, becoming digital at scale future enterprises. And of course, DX is digital experience. Right, so the whole customer experience, overall experience, will speak to user experience, employees experience, the customer experience, and the digital experience that encompasses all of that. Right, so it's about the experiences for this IT resolution. Now, the next one is embracing uncertainty. Now, CIOs hope to continue with their plans for ongoing transformation as they head into 2021, but they're also learning how to pursue their plans against a backdrop of uncertainty. Next year is about continuing to support our businesses in this COVID world and transition into a future norm that we don't know yet. And this is done, it was said by a CTO with genealogy company Ancestry, and he oversees IT. He also said that this may mean that his IT team continues to support a fully remote workforce, or it could mean supporting a hybrid model. Either way, He says that his team must be more agile and flexible than ever before, so that they can respond to whatever arises in the new year. Something he is supporting by introducing automation and other transformative changes within IT itself. Right? So the uncertainty, embracing uncertainty is that one. And the last one is becoming business leaders. Now, 61% of 4,219 CIOs responded to the Harvey Nash KPMG survey, said that they strongly agree that the pandemic increased their influence. CIOs are seizing on that influence, using it to move beyond their positions as technology leaders and even beyond their station as advisors to the businesses. These CIOs see themselves as business executives equal to the COOs and the CFOs. One of the things that I've always said, and I'm just putting a pause here, is that if you were in 2020 and in 2021, if your strategic plan is not led by technology, something is wrong. One of the things that we have always done, and in Jamaica this is a perfect example of it being done every day, is that the strategic plans are made and then the person's turn on and say, then how are they to achieve this? Where the IT man them there? Where are they? Yes, they need to come and tell us how this can be achieved based off what. So what happens is that I'm just mentioning this to say IT is the afterthought after you have done the strategic plan. That's not the way it's supposed to be done. It means that the IT persons have to sit in the room with you, and what the person should be asking is, what are the technologies out there that exist? And when they are okay with those technologies, then the technologies actually drive the business. So if everybody is going artificial intelligence, whatever the business is going to be doing for the next couple of years must be able to use artificial intelligence as a way to drive business for the company. If you are going to decide that you are going to have strategic objectives that are still using things that are outdated by that time, then that, from a technology standpoint, then that doesn't make sense. And that is where, you know, CIOs can come in as very important persons in the creation of these strategic objectives. Right? So the trend in all companies, getting back to our document, and one we in healthcare also face, is a trend toward being an integral part of the company strategy and, quite frankly, evolving the business, which is what I was just saying a while ago. And this is said by Bill Fandrick, Senior Vice President and CIO of Blue Cross, Blue Shield of Michigan. That's not about the technology. It's about the value and the business capabilities we are able to bring to the market. And to do that, to address the company's mission and its strategy, you don't have to have a separate IT strategy. You have a business strategy and IT is integrated into it. So basically, he's agreeing with what I said. And that is something that a lot of persons have to look at in a big way who are CEOs of companies going into the 2021. Alright? So guys, we looked at 9 resolutions, and I will just simply go back over them. The first one was reorganizing IT. The second one was investing in automation. The third one was enlisting more citizen developers. Number 4, doubling down on data and analytics. Number 5, extending cloud use to support business goals. Number 6, securing the enterprise. Number 7, delivering an outstanding experience. Number 8, embracing uncertainty. And number 9, becoming business leaders. Now, I hope that information here will be of used to you, my listeners, and I will make sure that I will catch up on you know, doing my podcasts, getting better every day, and as you can hear my voice, it's way better than the last time that you heard me. So that's a good sign. And you know, funny thing is that persons were quite surprised that I got better so quickly, but I think because I had the right mix of advice and medication and the Almighty's grace. Yeah. So I want to thank everybody for supporting the podcast as through the month, and I hope that, you know, the information that I imparted tonight will help somebody. Yes, and it will be of use to someone. Right, so this is Ian Seymour signing out for another week of ITR Jamaican Weekly Perspective. You have a wonderful night, and good night.